Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Life in check. Mic check. 1, 2. Can you hear me? Anjali Dub here, and you are dialed into Life in Progress, where we cut through the filters and dive deep into the realness from relationships, business, mental health, encouragement, empowerment, to self-improvement, and just being raw about all the truths of life. We are here to keep it honest and authentic. Hey everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope wherever you are in the world right now, you're feeling great. Or even if you're not feeling great, that's absolutely fine. Always remember, tough days don't last, but tough people does. I've been starting to do, you know, the intro of my podcast this way, because I think it's just a very good reminder. That's why I called it Life in Progress, because every day is not like a good progress, you know what I mean? Sometimes there are bad days, and that's actually part of life. That's actually part of the progress. That's a part of success. Bad days, mistakes, failures, and take your time. Take your time with whatever you're dealing with. You know, I've been feeling so bad for the last couple of days. And I've made some decisions in my life that I know I may regret the decisions that I made out of sadness, but I just feel like I had to make those decisions for my well-being. And I'm just happy I did those hard decisions. And I just feel like I took out something bad out of my system. And I feel better. Today was a better day. I wasn't good. I did not feel good for the last 3 to 4 days after my friends left Madrid. I've been feeling ups and downs and a lot of curves, sharp curves. And I just realized we have to go through these emotions so we know what happiness is, you know? Looking forward to a beautiful day. Right now, it's 12 a.m. here in Madrid of Thursday, and I just had a very, very long Wednesday. And it was a very good day. I got to spend a lot of time with the people that I love here in Madrid. And I've been talking about this a lot lately with my friends and my family, that I love my life in the Philippines. I also love my life in Madrid, but I need to build more emotional connection here in Madrid. So every time people leave me who are part of my life in the Philippines, I won't like feel empty here, because I lack emotional connection with the things here. The thing is, my life in Madrid is my dream, but my soul is in the Philippines. But my whole life is, has been, and will be in the Philippines. Living in Madrid is like a reward to myself for everything that I've done. Life is rewarding me. This is the consequence of all the actions I've taken for more than a decade, trying to build my life, my career, my business, my branding, et cetera, et cetera, delegating people at work. This is the consequence of all the choices I've made in the past. That's why I forgot to introduce this in the beginning. For today's episode, we are going to talk about why seeking happiness is a trap. It is a trap. You know, sometimes in pursuit of happiness, we often fall into a trap of constantly seeking external sources to fulfill our desires. And I did that. My life here in Madrid is beautiful. I have nothing to ask for. Nothing to ask for. My life here is almost perfect. This is exactly what I dreamed for, you know, a decade ago when I was in my 20s. This is how I wanted to live all my life. And right now I'm here And when my friends were visiting me, I gave them the key to make me happy because I got attached to that happiness that I experienced for 2 weeks and I did not want to let go of that happiness. Then I realized this is my life. Madrid is my life now. And they were just playing a part in it for a couple of days. It did not mean that I should go back to the Philippines and leave my life here that I built with so much work, effort, and emotions, you know, ups and downs and curves. I am not just going to let go of that just because of temporary people and happiness that I will remember for the rest of my life because those were very, very, very beautiful and wonderful memories that I'm really going to treasure. But that was not my reality anymore. And I cannot seek, you know, that source of happiness to fulfill what I am feeling inside, right? Whatever it is, everybody feels sadness and emptiness. So I remember 2 days ago, my mom called me asking me if I was okay. Then I told her, Mom, sadness is part of adulthood because we grow. And I had to leave so many things behind to be here, to leave my adult life here. Yes, I am sad. I get sad. I will get sad. I will feel empty. I will feel a lot of emotions, but it doesn't mean I am miserable. It doesn't mean my life is not good. It doesn't mean I am unworthy. It doesn't mean that I won't feel okay. That just means I am growing. I am learning to be an adult. There will be days when I won't want to get up. You know, I won't want to show up. And that's absolutely okay. A friend of mine here, if you guys see him on my Instagram stories, Hernan, he told me, Anjali, you have to go through all these emotions because you are struggling now because you are only given the time now to actually face your emotions because your whole life you were trying to hide your emotions or you were trying to escape from these emotions because that's the only way I knew how to handle life. And every time I would feel something bad, I would travel to escape everything, all the bad things, because I had the time, resources, and travel is my business. I made it my excuse to escape life. And nowadays, sometimes, yes, life is hard because I am forced to deal with emotions because I cannot just escape because this is my life now. And I'm struggling to live this life because it is slow life. I wake up every day, I have a routine, and there are challenges every single day, different challenges in a foreign country where I can't really speak 100% the language, you know. Sometimes I don't understand. I black out in front of a lady who's trying to explain some things to me. And that's part of the process, right? I think the more we chase after happiness, the more it eludes. We become trapped in a cycle of always wanting more, never satisfied with what we have. And that's what I am working on. That's why I stopped living with the more mentality. And I want to be in the present. So I was talking to this one person. I really, really, really like him. And I really, 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 really love him with my whole heart. And he told me today, I told him that, hey, I'm really feeling sad. And he was like, Anjali, you did not imagine to be here 3 years ago when I met you. And now you're here. 3 years from now, you won't be able to live this life. Be present, pray, and seek guidance from whatever you believe in. And that was a very, very powerful statement. So that's what I'm trying to do. Leave this moment because I asked for this and I created this for myself. This constant craving for external validation and gratification only leads to disappointments and emptiness. And I felt that. Because I wanted the happiness from my friends. And normally, I'm the kind of person, I can find my happiness within myself. You know, I can find my happiness within what I do, my routine, my activities. But of course, as I've said, I am struggling because I'm so used to living this fast-paced life that I've always lived, working on my business, Access Travel. And now that I've delegated almost 90%, more than 90% of my work to my teammates, I'm struggling. And I'm constantly finding things to do. And my mom said, maybe that is the purpose of having a business, that one day you have to let go. You have to let it go. I was like, yes. That's why what I'm doing right now, instead of seeking happiness outside, you know, from my work, from my friends, because I'm going to admit this. Yes, living in a Madrid is very, 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 very amazing. I have nothing to say, but it's also very challenging, difficult. And sometimes I just find myself doubting my decisions to move here. And my friend who was visiting me here in Madrid from the Philippines, he asked me this very hard question. Anjali, are you happy here? Anjali, why do you need to live here? You have everything. Medical access, do you need it? I mean, health access, do you really need it? In the Philippines, you can afford to go to any hospital that you want. Do you really need a European passport? You've been everywhere in the world. And I was like, oh my God, these are my friends. They always like give me this headache of these hard questions that I have to ask myself. So not related to this episode, I'm just sharing like a different perspective. It is very important to have these kinds of friends in your life who question your decisions and don't just like listen to you and whatever bullshit you tell your friends. You need to have these kinds of friends who are smart. I must say my friends are very, very, very smart, and I'm so blessed to have so many people around them who are definitely smarter than me financially, emotionally, mentally, and they make me question myself and my decisions, and I'm very, very grateful for that, to have these kinds of people around me. So what are we learning from this episode? That happiness, true happiness, comes from cultivating inner peace, gratitude, and self-acceptance. And that means we also accept our bad decisions. And who cares? Maybe moving to Madrid is a bad decision for whatsoever. But I've accepted this and myself for everything. It is about finding contentment in the present moment and appreciating the simple joys of my life. Yes, my friends left this very big question in my head, but I will always, always treasure the memories and the joys that we had together. By letting go of all the need to constantly seek happiness from external sources, we can break free from the trap and discover true fulfillment within ourselves. And that means we have to accept all the things that we go through, the seasons, the journey, failures, success, mistakes, everything is part of it. Happiness is not something to be chased after. It is something to be cultivated from within. Because if we do not learn this, then nothing is going to happen to us. So that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to follow us on our Instagram, Life in Progress PH, and my TikTok, Anjali Dab. That's all. Adios. Ciao. And I'll see you on the next one. This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening, and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.